Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. I'm your host, Tom Majeure, and today we're going to talk about Summer Youth Camp. This is our fifth annual visit with the camp ministry people, and we have Pastor Ken Mitchell. He's the director of Camp Asabo.
Hello, everyone.
And we also have Craig Morgan. Once you hear his voice, you'll recognize him. Craig Morgan is taking on new responsibilities of also being the camp director at Camp Segola.
It's always good to be here, Tom.
And you also have another title on camp. I believe it's Father Time.
Father Time. That's because I've been here for a long time.
Oh, that's right. And you're also a wonderful voice of many of our extra programs, and we truly appreciate your voice talent on Strong Tower Radio. And you guys are great supporters of Strong Tower Radio, and every time we come to camp, wait a minute, I talked about camp. We're doing something new this time, Pastor Ken.
Yeah, we are. We're actually at Camp Asabo in our recording studio booth that Strong Tower Radio is put up here.
Absolutely. And that's, you've provided the space, and Adventist Service and Industries Lake Union provided the funds. And so,
praise the Lord.
And this, we're on the sixth of seven recordings we've done at camp in the last 3 days.
That's good. Wonderful.
God's kingdom is being expanded. Pastor Ken, would you pray for us?
Oh, certainly. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity that we have today to talk about camp. We think of the boys and girls, and moms and dads, and we want to ask that you would, Lord, allow this program to be helpful to them, and if it's your will, that they could decide to come to camp and enjoy the blessings of studying your word and being out in nature and growing in your grace and learning of your creative power in nature. We ask you to be with us now, in Jesus' name, amen.
Pastor Ken, you know, many adults have positive memories about going to summer camp. I mean, summer camp is done by many organizations, the YMCA and Boys and Girls Camps and many other organizations, as well as churches, have traditionally had camps. I don't know if that's unique to our area or nationwide. I know that the Seventh-day Adventist Church, I looked up at one time that there's approximately 50 camps in 50 states.
That's correct. They've been a blessing for many, many years.
So it's part of the lifeblood of the church.
Amen.
And so it was very interesting to look at these various sites. You have organizations that you share great ideas and how to continuously improve. But you know, one of the things is people look at camps and they think of going away for a week, or some of them are day camps. But sometimes we need to kind of zoom out a little bit. It's not only being at waterfront activities, horseback riding, doing ceramics or whatever that particular camp does, but there's a reason why camps exist. Pastor Ken, can you give that big picture of why an organization, whether it be the YMCA, a secular organization, or a religious organization, would hold a camp?
Yeah, I think the Bible nails it pretty clearly. Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're older, they won't depart from that. And, you know, our pioneers, we have so much to be thankful for the leaders back when we were kids and before, grandmas and grandpas, that realize that our children need to be trained and provided opportunities to grow and develop and to be a good citizen and to prepare for heaven.
It's a factor, and I keep mentioning, because I'm trying to keep a broad focus, that the YMCAs and boys clubs and other organizations like that, Optimist clubs, see that it does have a value. It helps prepare the next generation for making better citizens. But church organizations also have another goal in mind, and that's bringing relationship with Christ. And sometimes being out in the woods is a perfect environment to get to know their Creator.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's something about being in His, some people say first book of nature. But, you know, it's wonderful to be able to study His character and His creative power and His love and His compassion for us, that we were designed with a purpose and a plan. You know, our young people don't have to wander aimlessly about life. They can come here and learn that God has a plan for their life.
Is camp ministry and summer camps as important or more important than ever before in your mind?
Well, in my mind, it's more important than ever before. You know, I think we've all gone through COVID. We've all gone through isolation. We've all gone through, you know, that experience. But more than ever, people are forgetting the art of communicating and being kind and thoughtful to each other and listening and hearing what the other person has to say and developing friendships and growing as a person. Exercise is lacking. Obesity is rampant. The diseases and the colds and being out in the fresh air and exercise and just growing physically is important.
You know, I think about the camp ministries is you put people in close proximity and they have to exercise skills. You think about if it's an overnight camp, you have 68 campers who some of them never have met each other in their life. So maybe some of them are from an urban setting and the other one is from a rural setting. And is there a little bit of adjustment that first day or two in most camp cabins?
Yeah, I think kids are generally nervous, some of them that have never been here before. We run overnight camps 1 week long, and I think they're nervous and scared, but the brave ones that come out and enjoy it are so blessed. They make friends. They are like, why didn't I do this earlier?
What does 1 week away from home do for a young person?
Well, they develop, like you said, their skills to meet people, to get along, to be able to, learn how to be independent. They learn how to manage money. They learn how to do things that they never would get to do at home, riding a horse, skiing behind a motorboat, taking a nature class, being in crafts, or maybe at the rock wall and doing high adventure. And maybe there's a fear of heights that they had. And okay, and that staff member coaches them along and say, you can do this, buddy, you can do this. Hey, you may not be ready, watch someone else do it, and then let's help you through this.
What about some of those life skills that maybe a young person, the mother or the parents took care of all their clothes in the morning? They say, Mom, Dad, where's my shirt? And they come to camp and Mom and Dad's not there.
Yeah, and our counselors help out a fair amount with that. But that's true. Kids surprise you, though. When you have low expectation, they often achieve that. But if you have a high expectation for our young people, they exceed. They excel. And they do a wonderful job. When you expect them to succeed, they will.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your staff. As what impact does camp ministry have on your staff?
Well, we bring in 100 to 103 staff each summer. They're from colleges all over the country, Christian colleges, different different people are different schools, but they really come to support this mission and help young people. Their heart is to be a blessing. People have given into their lives and they want to give back. And they come here and they learn how to, do things that they would never do out in the world. They're given great amounts of responsibility. We train them, we equip them, and we empower them. And they are such a blessing. You ought to watch, a 20-year-old who's expected to act like a 40-year-old, and how they step up to the challenge and take care of these campers. It's amazing to watch. And as a result, it changes their life. It propels them into growth that they would have never been able to grow that fast.
Well, Pastor Craig, you've been in the classroom with teachers. You're a retired teacher, but how many years of camp ministry?
Well, God has blessed my lovely wife and I with many years of experience at camp. In fact, this last summer was the 50th summer that we have worked at a Seventh-day Adventist youth camp. 11 at our camp in Maine called Camp Laureweld. 2 years at Camp Timber Ridge down in Indiana, and 37 summers here at beautiful Camp Asable. So it's just kind of been in our DNA. Camping is a part of our life. We love the young people that we get to work with. When they come, we tell them right off that now you're part of our family. And of course, all of the campers that come, and what a delight it is to go to various places. And young people come to us and say, "Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Morgan, it's so good to see you. I had such a great time at camp." So camping is just a wonderful part of life for my wife and I.
So you have the perspective as Father Time.
That's my radio name here. It's Father Time. And my lovely wife, she's known as Mother Nature. And people might not remember that our names are the Morgans, but they remember that we're Father Time and Mother Nature.
Well, with that perspective of time, would you share what your observations of the campers and the staff that you've known over the years, how has camp ministry changed their lives? Where have they gone from here?
Well, first off, many of our campers that come before too many years, they come back and they want to be camp staff. And it's always interesting when we gather together as a new staff. I like to ask the question, how many of you have ever been a camper at a Seventh-day Adventist youth camp? And then I like to ask how many have been campers at Camp Asable. And as Pastor Ken said, when they come here, our staff, they come here to be trained to become workers in the world field. And then what a delight it is after a few years to see those former staff come back to our family camps, of which we have 3 every summer, and bring their families, because they had such a wonderful time here. They want to make sure their youngsters have that same experience and their spouse. But many of these that come back, they have gone out to become leaders in the world field, pastors, teachers, carpenters, leaders in their local churches. And it's just a wonderful, heartwarming experience to see them year after year after year.
Something just popped into my mind. I was helping my son fell some trees in his yard in Georgia on the side of a hill. And I asked him, "Where did you learn how to do this?" And he learned it at Camp Asable. So.
Amen.
Well, good. Very good. What did COVID probably tell us? How has camp changed because of COVID? Or did you learn any lessons from COVID that we've talked every single year? We have not skipped one year, because you had camp in 2020, and I think you made the right decision. And just tell us lessons learned from camp. Pre-COVID, COVID, and post-COVID.
Yeah, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And rather than being critical over the politics in this world, rather than being critical of the situation we're in, to make the best of things. And our young people were so happy to be at camp, and they were so cooperative. It was so much fun to be with them. We did things outside. We did things in pods. We tried to keep our kids safe, and we had a very successful experience because of it. But, you know, whatever comes, I think we learned that God will help us if we ask Him. He'll help us. And that's why we try to help our boys and girls. This is a Christian camp. We don't make an apology about that. We love Jesus. He's our Savior, and He came to save us from our sins. And yeah, we sometimes have bad things happen to good people. Bad things happen all around us. But we have Jesus who wants to help us and be there for us. And Tom, I don't know, Craig, you might want to add to this too, but we found Jesus there to help us and do what seemed like it was impossible.
I mean, just from your anecdotal information, how many camps held camp that year? You did, but were you in the minority of camps that did that?
It seems like we were in the minority. I don't have the figures, but I don't know. Craig, do you know?
No, I don't. I know that there were many camps here in Michigan, of all types of camps. Very few of them had camp that summer, but we were one of the few because we thought young people need to be able to come. And the governor at that time, she said that we would not be able to start any camp until at least July, so that left us with a fewer number of weeks. And we talked together and prayed about it and said, what will we do with these few weeks? And we determined that camps were originally made for young people to come and have a great time and learn about Jesus outside. And so we didn't have our normal three family camps because of time restrictions, so we had our 4 weeks of camps for young people, and I think it was the right decision.
Now, I heard that you received some affirmation that some of the public health people thought that you had established a protocol that other camps could replicate.
Yeah, we of course have a state license that camps operate under, and We're very blessed to have the people in office love camp and kids, and they helped us through that. And we did develop a program that was thrived. We not only was satisfactory, but I thought we thrived in that.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, listeners, after this break, we will be talking about Campus Asabo specifically in the second segment. And then in the third segment, we'll be talking about Camp Segola. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org, and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Folks, we're back with the camp ministries. This is the fifth annual camp ministry focus program. We're at Camp Asabo at the ASI, the Adventist Service and Industries studio at Camp Asabo, and we're interviewing Pastor Ken Mitchiff, the director, camp director of Camp Asabo, on his turf this time. And we also have Craig Morgan, a favorite of ours, and he's taking on some new responsibilities. He's been assistant camp director for many years, but he's going to help out at Camp Segola. So in this segment, we're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about Camp Asabo, but let's talk about a question. Parents entrust their dear young ones to you, sometimes at a tender age of as early as 8 years old. What about safety? You know, sometimes letting those children go that very first year or two, there's a little anxiety, separation anxiety for the parents, at least. Talk to parents about that.
Well, I'm a dad, I'm a grandparent, and I understand that, you know, I want my kids to be cared for and to be protected. I also realize that I can't eliminate risk. You know, riding a horse is, you know, for the most part, it's pretty fun. It's exciting, but you can't predict what a horse will do entirely. And so there are things, there are activities at camp that, that can be dangerous. But we do everything we can to train our staff and our campers. We have safety protocols. We certify lifeguards and horse barn staff, wranglers. We certify our rock climbing wall and high adventure. So we really do everything we can to minimize risk.
To use best practices?
Yeah, we're a member of the American Camping Association, and we've been a member of that association for a long time, which has high standards. And it really does help to minimize risk and allow kids to have a safe, fun environment.
So what have you learned? What is being a part of the association? What have you learned that you can say we can learn that from the Camp Association? Anything particular?
Well, I think it's ongoing. Yeah, we learn to think through the process of what happens, you know, when somebody gets in a boat or gets on the lake in a canoe or is doing archery. How to teach that class, how to safely protect those kids and have a good time.
So it's kind of like the cumulative experience. So we have 50 camps across the country. You're basically getting the knowledge from the whole group and passing it back and forth.
Well, yeah, the American Camping Association, though, is huge. We do gain from the experience of so many camps.
When you say certification, what does certification look like?
Well, we hire professionals that are trained and state certified, and they come and equip and train our staff to belay if it's in the rock wall and to safely protect our kids on horses and riding horses and on the water, lifeguards and that kind of thing.
Very good. Well, putting the issue of safety behind, and I really appreciate the depth and experience. You know, I wonder at one time if camps kind of did camp and they were kind of isolated and such, but now there's a common body of knowledge of how to run a camp and best practices. Tell us about Camp Asabo.
Well, Camp Asabo was purchased in 1947. We have 828.9 acres. We've got, it's just filled with nature. It's filled with beautiful trees and wonderful, serene, quiet walks and trails. And we have, a Nature's Nest natural food store here. We are open to the public to take a walk around our boardwalk, which is about 3 miles. There's so many things to do here.
It's interesting that you have the center campground, but then you have a nature center, which is very amazing. We have Dr. Atkins. We've recorded a program that will be airing in the near future. It's a very large nature center. He's certified. He has a doctorate degree in biology and neuroscience and such. And he takes his job very seriously. What a blessing to have such a resource here on campus. How many square feet do you think that is?
It's three floors.
Three floors.
Yeah, it's a pretty good
and
size.
It's like a main building, and then you build an addition on it too. So
exactly, yeah. And he does such a good job of leading that program. Our kids, our fifth and sixth graders, come for outdoor education throughout the year, and then he trains the staff, counselors, to teach classes. And we teach reptiles, and we teach amphibians, and mammals, and birds, and there's just so many microscopic life. They go and they'll take snorkels and go in the lake and learn what's under the water. It's really exciting.
And learning about scientific methods and such.
Mm-hmm.
And then elsewhere, that's moving away from the Nature Center, you have other areas, the different areas of this 128 acres. You have the fort, which is a very interesting spot in it. Can you describe the fort?
Yeah, it's like you would see in an old Western movie. You have
stockade.
You've got places where, of course, they're up higher and they can see to guard the fort. And then there's a mess hall. There's a kitchen there, and they can make homemade bread on a wood stove. And it's no electricity. There's bunkhouse. There's quarters to stay in. And then there's a nice courtyard for programming.
And you have so many places across across the campus that when you're having summer camp with the youth, you have many choices of where you have a nightly program and they can congregate. Describe some of those areas. I mean, I've seen many times that every night you go someplace else.
Yeah, we have a Native American village. We have a wagon train. Of course, there's the barn, and we have a rodeo, and we oftentimes have we have a programming team that comes with all new kinds of things to do every summer. And so there's a lot of energy that they bring, the staff. And there's something exciting for every age group.
So every night, every day, the young people's senses are filled with good stuff.
There is. Craig, you might want to say some of that. He's our radio announcer in some of our programs, and he gets involved in our evening activity.
Well, camp is a place that anyone from age 8 to age 17 can come for what we refer to as kids camp. But then we have 3 weeks of family camp where entire families could come. So in that case, you can come to Camp Asabel from the time you're in the womb until Jesus says it's time for you to sleep for a little while. But specifically our kids camps, we have what we call adventure camp, and that's for ages 8, 9, and 10.
So you have more age-appropriate activities for
right.
each one of these camps because
right.
Each group has different interests and abilities.
And if kids come to adventure camp, they stay with their counselor all day long. The counselor takes them from one activity to another. And this summer, that's going to begin June 11. And then we have following that what we call junior camp, which begins June 18. That's for ages 10, 11, and 12. And before they come online, they've registered. They've already chosen what classes they want to have. And then we have tween camp.
So this is the first group that they leave their camp counselor and they go to wherever
right.
area they're
right.
interested.
For part of the day, they find, they're directed to different places for their classes. But then in the afternoon, they do things together as a cabin or as a unit. And then tween camp is for ages 12, 13, and 14. And this summer, that's going to begin on June 25. And then we have a teen camp, which is basically for high school students from ages 14 to 17, and that begins on July 23. And each one of those camps, as you said, has age-appropriate activities, and we like to think that each and every one of them, we can adapt our camp to meet the needs of that age level.
So those are the camps, and listeners, if you want to have more information, you go to, what is the website that they can go to?
You can get online and go to campusable.org, and they can also call our Campusable office here in Grayling, Michigan, which is 989-348-5491. I'll repeat that again, 989-348-5491. And the people in the office can answer all of your questions, but you'll find a lot of information when you go online to campusable.org. And ultimately, that's where you can register, go through all of the registration process right there online.
And that's a good segue, because we're having this interview. We try to do these community service programs time sensitive, and we do that because registration's opening up just in about a week after we air this program. So that is March 7th, and there's a lot of young people with a lot of excitement, probably. I don't know how they get out of school in order to help their parents do their registration, but there's quite a rush on the website. We might be talking to Jordan Grove, one of the office people here, but March 7th at 10 a.m. I think is probably the busiest moment of his whole year. And the most popular one that they're probably vying for, Craig, is it family camp or?
Family camps are very important to many families out there. And the registration process for that, we have cabins where families can stay, but we also have lodges. And because the lodges are so popular, once we open up our registration time, within just a matter of a few minutes, all of those lodge areas are already claimed by families. So it's kind of like the old saying, he who hesitates may lose out on getting a lodge.
We've got
lots of cabins. We also have an RV village. We have an RV village. So for people that have RVs, I think it's 25 sites. Those are full. Those are full hookups with water and electricity and sewer. So people that have RVs, that's a wonderful thing, because they can come and be pretty much in an area that they're very used to.
Yeah, and three hookups, and all your worries are behind you. You got food and
right, and they'll still eat at the cafeteria, where all of the other campers eat.
So mom and dad don't have to cook it.
No, dad doesn't have to do the dishes that week.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And it's an all vegetarian menu. We make
plant-based.
Yes, and we make our bread, and just everything we make in the bakery. It's really good food.
So listeners, can you just imagine, we're talking about family camp now, but can you just imagine that the whole family goes together, and they can do many activities, literally father, son, daughter, mother, daughters, whatever, grandparent, grandchild, go do that. What's it like, Pastor Ken, to do a craft activity with one of your children or grandchildren? What is the response from people?
Well, I'm a grandpa, and I love doing things with my grandkids. I just love it. And, you know, to see them right next to you, and you're working on a project, or you're even riding a horse together, or swimming in the lake, it's just to have them is meaningful for the family. You know, you're building memories. You're planting memories in the minds of those young people that they'll never forget. Grandma was right there with me. Dad, you know, they talk about that to their friends at school. And, you know, mom and dad were, they took out a whole week to be with them. And, you know, they don't have to go out and find what restaurant they're needing to go to or what motel they're going to go to. Everything is taken care of them where they can for them so that they can spend quality time together.
Pastor Ken, can you remember, or even from your experience, as a parent or grandparent, your mind goes back that when the previous generation did the same thing for you, and you're just kind of working through, just passing that tradition down to the next generation.
That's so true. I'm so grateful for all the people in the church, all the people that were neighbors, people that were saw in me and invested in me. And I'm so grateful for that. I want to give back. You know, we back to the value of the family. I have many parents that come and say, Pastor Ken, we offered our family to go to Disney World this year, and that's way more money. And our kids said, no, we want to go to Camp Asalo because mom and dad are there and uninterrupted time with them. And it's just powerful.
And you know, Tom, no one should ever think they're too old to come to Camp Asalo, because last summer we had a young man came. He was 102 years old.
Wow.
And he's been coming for quite a while. And he'll be here this summer, Lord willing, unless his health says no. But last summer he was here, and I believe he was 102.
Well, at 102, that's kind of like your second childhood, right?
Pretty much. Or third or fourth, maybe.
You know what? We've talked about the dates and all the camps and such. We haven't talked about what do you do at camp. So at Camp Asalo, there's many options. So can you list off as many as you can, and Craig will fill in the gap.
Okay, Craig, let's tag team here. The first thing they do when they come to camp, it will be on a Sunday, and they'll have a Sunday afternoon registration. They'll get to know their counselor and the other young people in their cabin. We have a boys' village and we have a girls' village. And they just get to know each other until that's time when we have a picnic. And it's supper time, and they meet with their village director and go over the safety and the expectations to have a happy village. The respect for other people, not to bully. Bully's not acceptable here. That's just, if we're preparing for heaven, if we're preparing to live together in heaven, we can't mistreat people. Everybody is valued and respected and have the right to that respect. Jesus died for them, and so they're valuable. And then after that supper, we have an evening program, and we have song service and camp songs, and we have our camp pastor for the week will have a message, and then they're getting ready for bed. And Craig, why don't you tag team here on this?
Well, I'll tell you, that first night they may not sleep a lot. When they come in the next morning, they may look a little weary. But I say, how did you sleep last night? Not so good. I said, I guarantee you're going to sleep better tonight. Because after they've gone through a whole day's of activities, their classes in the morning, their activities in the afternoon, after they've walked around the camp to get from here to there, that second night, they're usually ready to go to sleep, and they usually do.
I have a feeling that they've probably had sunshine, and they've probably had fresh air and exercise.
That's right.
And probably talked as much as they can talk.
That's right.
Okay, let's talk about those activities here. What all the things can you do? I heard there's one brand new one. Pastor Ken told me about log rolling. Is that out in the water or is that on land?
That's in the water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
sounds like lumberjacking to me.
That's on the same line.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to try that this year. We think it'll be a lot of fun. We think it's going to be a skill that's going to be not easy to learn. You're going to have to really try at it.
Okay, good. What are traditional things that you do at camp?
Well, of course, we have our horse area where they go and they ride the horses. They go out on trail rides. They learn how to ride. We also have our huge lake, Lake Schellenbacher, and we have all sorts of water activities on that. We have, of course, swimming, but we usually have a couple of of fine speedboats that we can use for skiing and wakeboarding. And we have all sorts of different floatables that will go behind, that will be pulled behind those. We do have inflatables in the swimming area. We have our blob where we have a tower that they can climb up. Someone will sit out on the end of this inflated big pillow-like object. Someone jumps off the tower, and the person on the other end gets propelled up into the airways and splashes in the lake. So those are some of the things that happen down at the waterfront.
You could do a little bit of kayaking, canoeing.
Kayaking and
down
canoeing.
The famous Asaba River.
Down the Asaba River, probably the most canoed river in Michigan. That's a place I love to be, is out there on the river. So then
you've got all kinds of crafts. Give an example, because they are, every year there's the same, similar, and there's archery and different crafts.
Right, we have the archery range for, you know, age appropriate. For our younger ones, it's a little hard to pull the bow, so we usually start that around tween camp for archery. But we do have a craft house right next to our go-kart track. That's another place that's really popular, is the go-kart track. But the craft house right next to it, we have trained staff that come there and teach various crafts like wood burning and ceramics. And sometimes we do glass art and basketry. Just depends on which week it is, what kind of crafts we have, but lots of different crafts in the craft house.
Well, a lot of wonderful stuff. That is at Camp Asaba in Grayling. The dates start with June 11th, but if you want to make sure that your children or your family is involved, you'll want to register at campasabo.org, and that will be registration is March 7th, Tuesday, March 7th at 10 a.m., and the popular camps go very, very quickly. Well, thank you, Pastor Ken.
Oh, another thing that I was going to say is that kids can sign up for activities or classes. So we teach welding and woodworking and as a class, but then there are activities that they can get involved in with their cabin mates.
And finally, one of your favorite things is that you turn no children away.
That's exactly right. Finances won't be a problem. We will never turn kids away at our kids' camp because of finances.
One big thing that we haven't mentioned, this summer we're celebrating our 75th anniversary of having camps here at Camp Asaba. We bought the camp in the winter of 1947. Camp started in 1948. And this summer we're going to celebrate 75 years of camping here at Camp Asaba.
That's a major milestone. Well, God bless. Pastor Ken, you have other responsibilities, and we're going to say goodbye to you. We're going to keep Craig with us, and we're going to talk about Camp Sagola in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks. Jelaine Fenner here. We are definitely living in uncertain times, and for some of us, it's scary. Signs of the times are everywhere. Jesus is coming back soon. Read Revelation chapter 22. Jesus says, "Surely I am coming quickly." We at Strong Tower Radio have a free book for you called The Great Controversy. Go to the back of the book and read chapters 35 to 42. It'll help you understand the times we're living in and what's ahead. This book even has 800 historical quotes and 1,200 Bible quotes. I love this book. Call Strong Tower Radio today, 231-468-2087, and ask for The Great Controversy while supplies last. And if we don't answer, please leave a message asking for The Great Controversy with your name, address, and phone number. That's 231-468-2087. On Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
We're back with Strong Tower Radio today. We're talking about summer camp ministries. And during the previous segment, we talked about Camp Asaba. And then the first segment, we talked about the philosophy of camp, why people that come to camp, why people love a camp, not only campers, but staff and graduates and generations literally love camps. And we're now talking with about Camp Segola. That is a Seventh-day Adventist camp that's open to the public. You can register and be a part of that summer camp program. Craig Morgan has been at Camp Asabo for years and years, and now they've asked him to be the camp director for the 2 weeks that there's camp up at Camp Segola, correct?
That's correct.
And so describe Camp Segola, its setting, and then we'll talk about the camp program itself.
Camp Segola is located in the western part of the Upper Peninsula. It is near the little township of Segola, and it is closest to Crystal Falls. And Crystal Falls happens to be the town which is the county seat for Iron County. It's also northwest of Iron Mountain, and it's located out there in the country. We have lots of woods around us. It consists of about 40 acres of land, and it was purchased back in 1960 by the people of that part of the Upper Peninsula. And shortly after that, it was taken over, purchased by the Michigan Conference. So the Michigan Conference of Seventh-day Adventists not only have the ownership of Camp Asabo, but they also do of Camp Segola.
And Camp Segola is truly a grassroots camp. I had heard about Camp Segola. I had the first opportunity last year to go to a camp meeting, which last year was the first weekend after Labor Day, and thoroughly enjoyed my time at Camp Segola. And the people of the UP were warmly welcomed and had an absolutely awesome experience. If any, they call us trolls below the bridge and from the Lower Peninsula, but if you ever wanted to have your kids to be involved into the camp up there, maybe the camp is fulfilled up down here in, at Camp Asabo, you might consider Camp Segola as another alternative. It's a shorter period of time, the camp, you mentioned, Craig, to me that Camp Segola is a traditional camp. Explain what traditional is.
Well, Camp Segola may not have all the bells and whistles that some of our bigger camps have, but it has a home feeling. In fact, I've talked to many of the people that have worked there in the summertime. This will be my first summer working there. I've been there for other activities, but I've never been part of their staff. So I'm looking forward to that, my wife and I. And everyone tells me that's been involved with it, there's a very home-like feeling. The youngsters that come, they consider Camp Segola home. The staff that are there, many of them are volunteers from the Upper Peninsula who have been coming for years and years. And we send six of our staff from Camp Asabo up there because we're all done with our kids' camps and they want to continue working for young people. So when we're having family camp at Camp Asabo, those will go to Camp Segola. And every one of them, when they come back, they say, what a family atmosphere, what a family feeling you have at Camp Segola. So I'm anxious to be there. I've been there for other activities again, but not for summer camp. So I'm anxious to be a part of that kind of a program again.
You know, Craig, you mentioned that you were at a camp out in Maine. That was your first camp experiences. Mm-hmm. I've been to a Camp Mohaven, which is in Ohio. You have been there too. And maybe not for summer camp, but mm-hmm. you've been there. And there's camps around. There's in Illinois and then Wisconsin. You know, every camp has its own flavor.
Right. This experience at Camp Segola will be the fourth camp that we have been involved in. Camp Lorwald in Maine, Camp Timberridge in Indiana, Camp Asabo for a long time. And people ask me, which one of these camps are your favorite? And I said they all are, because each one is different. but each one has special things about it, and you have fond memories from your time at each one. And I know that's going to happen with our experience at Camp Sagola this summer.
So, Craig, we have listeners that can listen online with their Strong Tower Radio apps and with streaming online that be across this country, literally across this country. And if you want your children, you want your grandchildren, some child that is important to you to go to camp, look up the camp ministries for every state, usually with the conference of that Seventh-day Adventist conference of that particular area, and you will find a good experience because you say all camps are special.
All camps are special because each one is dedicated to helping young people and adults learn more about Jesus and that Jesus has a plan for their lives and a place where they can give their hearts to Jesus. And when we do that, then we're listening carefully to the Holy Spirit and what the Lord wants us to do. And the Lord has adventures for each and every one of us that we have no idea of. And my wife and I, we're looking at going to Camp Sagola this summer as an adventure. Because even at the age of 72, I guess it's not too young to have new adventures. And so the Michigan Conference has asked us to go up there. I've been talking to some of the volunteers this week, many of which are our Seventh-day Adventist pastors from all over the UP. And we're all excited to see what Jesus is going to do for Camp Sagola this summer.
So let's get into the specifics of this Camp Sagola. What weeks are the camp this year?
All right, while we're having family camp down here at Camp Asable, there are 2 weeks of camp for kids. One is for ages 8 through 12, and that begins the week of July 16 and runs all through that week, and then they go home the following Sunday. And then the Sunday of the 23rd of July is our week of teen camp, which is ages 13 to 16, I believe. And then they come and spend the week all the way up until the 30th. And then that's only just two weeks. So there's about anywhere from 30 to 40 campers that come each week. So it's not large like Camp Asable where you might have 200 in a week. So again, that helps that feeling of family because we get to do all sorts of things together. Every staff member wears several different hats. So it's not like you go there and you're going to just be on the waterfront for the week because you might be on the waterfront, but you also might be a counselor or you might be helping out from time to time in the kitchen. So in that way, you meet with lots more people and you make a lot more friends, a lot more contacts, a lot more bonding. And that's wonderful when that happens.
Now, Craig, you're a seasoned camp director, assistant camp director, and so you understand that part. Some of the activities that actually be taking place, you're still getting up to speed with, but for sure you'll be up to speed. Well, I mean, all those years of being at these four other camps. But do you have an idea what camp activities that you're looking for, what a schedule might be at Camp Sagola this summer?
Well, I know that one of the big activities they really like is archery, and they have an archery range, and the kids really love to do archery. We have a beautiful lake. The camp is located on a lake called Lake Mitchell, not to be confused with Lake Mitchell in Cadillac, but it's the Upper Peninsula version of Lake Mitchell, not quite as big as the one at Cadillac again, but they usually have a motorboat that someone in the Upper Peninsula lets them use for the 2 weeks, and they will be able to go wakeboarding and tubing behind the boat. They do lots of canoeing and kayaking and things like that.
Okay, well, wonderful. And we are going to later in the season, we usually try to hook up with the third youth camp in Michigan, which is Camp Wagner. And we're still working with the leadership there to have an opportunity to feature them. So let's do a review of all the things. We've got people excited about Camp Asabo and Camp Segola. How do, if a family wants to attend Camp Segola or Camp Asabo, do they need to be Seventh-day Adventists?
No, they do not. In fact, I understand, and I think it may be pretty true of Camp Asabo as well, but of Camp Segola, I understand that about half of the young people that come there are non-Adventists. Now, they may have a grandma or a grandpa that may be part of the church, or an uncle or an aunt that wants them to come, but it's about half of the campers are non-Adventists.
So if somebody wants to register for Camp Segola, what is the procedure?
Well, I'm so new at this. I know that there's not really an online registration, but if they call me, I will give them all the information that I can about this coming summer and when registration will start. And my name is Craig Morgan, and my telephone number is 313-333-6129. And I'll be happy to talk to you about it. For many years, the camp director there was Pastor Jim Nephew. And Jim Nephew is the pastor at the Iron Mountain Seventh-day Adventist Church. He had a wealth of experience at a lot of Seventh-day Adventist camps across the country. And he took on the responsibility of being director for Camp Segola for at least 15 years. And he's not going to be able to do that, and so that's why they've asked me to go up there. So I'll be learning a lot this summer, too, along with all the campers.
Well, we'll all have fun. Give your telephone number one more time.
It's Craig Morgan, 313-333-6129. 313-333-6129.
And if anyone wants to register for Camp Asabo, we know that the key date for everybody to pay attention, especially if you want those prime dates of the family camp and a couple of the junior camps or youth camps, it's March 7th at 10 a.m. That registration opens up, and that's campasabo.org, campasabo.org. Well, for Strong Tower Radio, it's been fun recording at Camp Asabo, making this real on-site. But consider summer youth camps this year for your children, for yourself, for your family. This is Strong Tower Radio, and I'm Tom Majure. Bye now.
When you're taking a trip, it's important to stay on the right road and to follow the GPS or roadmap to be sure that you get to your destination. Likewise, on your trip to heaven, it is vital to follow the roadmap, the Bible, God's positioning system. To do that, stay with Strong Tower Radio as we uplift the Bible and proclaim God's character. If you'd like to help with this mission, go to our secure website, www.strongtowerradio.org, and click on the donate button or call 231-468-2087. We thank you, and may God bless you as we proclaim God's character together.